From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, August 5th. Temperatures warmed up and the air cleared over the Park Fire this weekend, which did lead to fire activity, though overall lines were able to hold. CAL FIRE says temperatures will remain warm and dry through the week. Daytime highs will reach the lower 100s, and the minimum relative humidity will range from 10 to 20%. Warm overnight temperatures with below-average humidity will allow heavy fuels to burn actively. Lighter and light fuels may not burn as readily overnight, but are expected to rebound quickly during the day. The agency says firefighters are continuing to build contingency lines in Butte, Shasta, and Tehama counties. The fire is now more than 400,000 acres and is 31% contained. And CAL FIRE says it's complete with its damage assessment for the Park Fire. The agency is now reporting 640 structures destroyed due to the fire in Butte and Tehama counties. Most of these structures are in Butte County. At least 50 structures are also reported to be damaged. Nearly 3,000 structures remain threatened. And Park Fire survivors in need of mental health support can find outreach coordinators at the new assistance center opening in Chico today. Scott Canelli, director from Butte County Behavioral Health, says staff will be on site to direct people to the best available resources.
Someone says, for example, hey, I live up in the Paradise area and I'm interested in counseling services. Who do I talk to? It's the difference between are you in crisis and you need someone right away, or do you want to set up an appointment to meet with one of our counselors in a day or two?
Canelli says in addition to mental health support, survivors will also find other services at the center. These include getting lost documents replaced, signing up for benefits like Medi-Cal or CalFresh, and talking with other local officials. The center will be open this morning, starting at 9, at Chico's North Valley Plaza. And smoke from the Park Fire continues to affect the Chico area. As NSPR's Sarah Bohannon tells us, residents in the region should continue to check air quality before they go outside.
The main concern is that wildfire smoke contains fine particulate matter. It's harmful to humans and can cause difficulty breathing, runny nose, and irritated eyes and sinuses. Officials say young children, older adults, those who are pregnant, and those with chronic respiratory and heart conditions are especially at risk, as well as those who work outside or are experiencing homelessness.
If you check air quality and it's unhealthy, then it's advised to wear a well-fitted N95 mask or higher outside. Cloth or medical masks will not filter out smoke pollution. If that level is reached, it's also advised to keep doors and windows closed, and those using air conditioning should set their systems to recirculate to prevent drawing in air from outside. You can check the air quality near you at airnow.gov. And finally, in state news, more taxpayers are leaving California than moving to it. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports that trend started in the pandemic, and new data shows it's still going.
The nonpartisan California Legislative Analysts Office released a report showing many California taxpayers continue to move out, even as the pandemic slowed down. LAO analyst Chaz Alamo says changes to the population of taxpayers in the state aren't big enough yet to have an impact on the budget, but it could grow to that.
This is a small percentage of total population, but that gap is as large as it's been in the historical record.
The 2022 IRS data cover only domestic migration of taxpayers, so no international moves or households that don't pay taxes. The California Department of Finance released a report earlier this year that says population growth more broadly in the state ticked up a bit in 2023. The IRS data show Texas and Florida benefited most from taxpayer moves, but
by and large, all of the western states are very likely to be the destination of tax filers who move out of California.
The data also show more middle and higher income households are relocating post-pandemic, when before it was mostly lower income households that left. Megan Myskowski, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Monday, August 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.